It was a simple but straightforward charge. Save the people of Malawi. Remember that these positions are for service, for you to save the people of Malawi, not for you to be worshipped by the people. And she charged us to be diligent, to avoid corruption and all forms of corruption, and to fight corruption and fraud wherever it may be.
What is her determination to fight corruption in Malawi?
The determination is high because it comes from Her Excellency herself. She has made it her top priority to fight graft, to fight corruption, to fight fraud in Malawi, even where people thought that she would be creating problems for her own election. She said, I would rather fight corruption and fraud, and if that causes me to lose the election, so be it. She said she would not enjoy running affairs of state, knowing that billions of kwacha are going down the drain of fraud and corruption. So all of us in the cabinet have been mandated to take up arms in the fight against corruption, in the fight against fraud.
What do you say to the president critics who say that she was literally forced to form this new cabinet because of donors' pressure? That is why she's fighting corruption. What do you say to that?
No, I think they have got their information wrong, because the sequence of events is like this. There were reports of looting of 61 billion kwacha by the former regime. And there was also a report in 2010 of somebody who was found with 450 million kwacha, and nothing ever happened to that somebody. So the president then decided to mandate her Minister of Finance. She said to him, look, how is this money coming out of government coffers? She gave the Minister of Finance 4 weeks to trace these loopholes and to find ways of stealing them. Immediately after that mandate to the former finance minister, she called the donors and told them what she had told the finance minister, that that she had given him 4 weeks to sort out the mess in the ministry. And thereafter, when the police started investigating, when she appointed the new people in the treasury to try and seal the loopholes, we started seeing signs of panic. And then there was a shooting of the budget director. And so that's where the events really started. The events started with Her Excellency herself deciding to fight corruption, deciding to fight fraud, and giving instructions to her Minister of Finance to fight for corruption, to fight fraud, and telling the donors that she wanted help from them for the fight against corruption. That's how the British, for example, have ended up identifying forensic auditors to come and help in the fight against corruption. So it was Her Excellency herself who initiated the battle. All the other events that have happened because of initial directives for the fight against corruption to begin.
What do you say to critics, yes, again, who say that this fight against corruption is part of the president's plan to win donor support as well as garner enough vote in next year's presidential or general election? So what do you say to that?
Well, that is unfortunate that anybody could associate this with the elections next year. You see, the point is, when the president took over in April 2012, the coffers, the government coffers, were literally empty. And she told everybody that the coffers were empty. Now, remember that this is a very courageous lady. She made a decision that for predecessors failed to make, to devalue the Malawi kwacha in order to strengthen the economy. our predecessors shied away from that because they feared that once the kwacha is devalued and prices start going up, there will be a revolt. But when she came in, she looked at all other options and was convinced that devaluing the kwacha was the only option. And she did not hesitate. She took that decision. She took that bold decision and devalued the kwacha. What happened was that, of course, after the kwacha lost strength and the inflation went up and the economy suffered quite seriously. But the measures that she put in place, which were very tough measures, started paying off and the kwacha stabilized and the economy started stabilizing. Now, instead of the government having adequate money again from the donor inflows and from the exports, it was discovered that in the government coffers there was still no money. So she was surprised. How is this happening? Where is the money going to? That's how she started to start inquiring around, investigating, and that's how she instructed the Minister of Finance to take up the battle. Now, I'm saying this because this is somebody who is a very determined person. When she wants to fight something, she does not shy away from it. She did not shy away from picking up the fight against corruption because of the election next year. All her friends, presidents and friends all over Africa, all over the world, were saying to her, why are you taking on this battle now, which may cost you your election? But she said, look, winning the election and running a country that is full of corruption does not help matters. If I'm going to lose because I'm fighting corruption, so be it. And we are now seeing the fruits of it. Malawians have started to appreciate her courage, her determination to fight corruption, to fight fraud, and to stabilize the economy of this country. So it has nothing to do with the elections next year. It has nothing to do with the donors, because it was not the donors that came to her. It was her who went to the donors to tell them, look, I'm starting this fight. Please give me backup.